to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here in this amazing Wisdom of the Ancients orb. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and we have an amazing show today. We have a wonderful guest who I can't wait to share with you. Let me just tell you about the Wisdom of the Ancients. It's about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered. Now it might be lost, but it's coming back to us. It's coming back to us because this is the time where we get to remember our true selves. And the theme for this particular series is collapsing the illusion, whether it's illusions we place in our own spaces or illusions that have been placed in front of our eyes, our hearts. Let's peel back the veils. Let's peel back the layers and collapse the illusion so that we truly embody the divine who we truly are. And right now, as we begin this call, let us call in the divine ones, the ancient ones, the beings of love, light, power and service to support us today and to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Claudia Wenning is a holistic health consultant. She became interested in herbs and natural healing as a teenager and studied naturopathy in Germany, Italy, France, England, and India. Claudia has earned degrees as MA Literature and a Doctorate of Traditional Naturopathy, is a functional medicine certified health coach, a certified nutritional consultant, a herbalist, and certified in reflexology, acupressure, Reiki, and additional psychotherapeutic modalities. For many years, she has been exclusively tutored in perception-changing methods based in shamanism and mysticism. And these extensive teachings have transformed her perception and perspectives. Whatever the issue is with your health, if you have not received all the answers to help you heal, you can consult with Claudia, she says. I may be able to recognize missing pieces of the puzzle. I offer customized protocols and other modalities to help. So welcome, Claudia. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Well, that was a mouthful. Naturopathy. Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you for the very kind introduction. Thank you.
Of course, of course. Yeah, sometimes I stumble over the words, but nonetheless.
Me too.
They're just words. They're just words. What's important is the vibration, and that's why you're here today. So let me tell everyone. So today, Claudia is going to be talking about from the lightness of the heart to the quantum level transformation. We're really talking about transformation, about reclaiming your power. Claudia is going to take us through a process a little bit later on. We'll be balancing the masculine and feminine energy to heal ourselves and the planet. Of course, Claudia will be sharing with us a little bit more about that towards the end of the show, closer to the time of the process. So make sure you're part of that. But really, we're going to be having a discussion around the quantum and transformation and quantum healing. So I'm very, very excited about this. You'll also have an opportunity to speak to Claudia on the phone. So if you'd like to speak with her and ask a question, press star 2 to raise your hand. So star 2 if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, just put your name and your question in the webinar page. And we're really talking about blocks as well. So any barriers that you feel that you have, any barriers to healing, any barriers to growth or transformation, where are you feeling your barriers? Let's get on the phone with Claudia and have her work with you. We can't do any full healings, but we certainly be able to have her work with you and identify some barriers and areas in your life where you might be blocked. So please get on the phone and let's make this interactive. So let's start, Claudia. I did the kind of botched up introduction. Sorry about that. But I would love for you to share, not your full background, Claudia, but maybe a little bit around, how you came to develop your gifts or embody your gifts, and a little bit about what you do, so that the audience and the community can just get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, of course. So there is an unlimited healing power in nature. And when we were children, we're actually much more attuned to that than later on in life. And it's just a beautiful, very enriching process to reconnect to that. And we can do this by communing more with nature, and we can also ask nature to help us to balance out imbalances, physically, emotional, mental imbalances. So there is an unlimited abundance available to us. And that's a very beautiful thing. I'm incredibly grateful for it, and I would like to support anyone who is interested in that approach to come to living their lives fully, authentically, passionately, and happily. And I'm really, really grateful what happened earlier about words, because words are a huge part of the equation. And as you can hear, I have often troubles with words in English because I have an accent. Yet, when we have to renew our relationship with the words we use, the ones we're really familiar with daily or the ones we only use once in a while, it kind of creates a little shift in our awareness. Ooh, what am I saying? And even more so, what am I not saying? What do I communicate with the word and the silence between the words? How can I share myself most authentically with words and with the silence in between words? So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
So, now, we are all entitled to live our lives fully, passionately, with purpose, and experience our individuality completely while we are really meant to rejoice in the oneness with everyone else and all there is. And this might sound a little different when you watch the news at night, but I'm not going there. I'm actually going to the essence of what we are called to express here, and that's what I call the soul's essence. And that is something that is precious beyond words. The other words again. However, I really feel that this is why we're here. This is why we are called to create whatever we are creating in this reality, and this is why we have the option to actually shift this reality from moment to moment to moment and make it always come to a new alignment with our soul's essence. Now, sometimes life is really tough. We may experience tremendous loss and grief, and these are real things. We may experience scarcity, physical disease, all these things. These are real things. We are experiencing them, and actually they are not just often physical wounds, but really there's an energetic wound. There has been a separation either within our physical field or with someone who was part of our field, or a certain belief, or anything that we had emotional connection with. And it takes all of us to heal those wounds, to kind of allow the energy to shift into filling these wounds and coming back to wholeness, coming back to balance, coming back to connecting on another level of reality with these energies. They're certainly not gone, but we are transforming our access to them, and that is healing. We are also transforming our access of our own physicality, and that is healing. And we are the ones who are doing this ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have been innately equipped to do this. However, we have also been told by certain belief systems and structures that we cannot do that, that we have to, that we're not equipped to heal, and I think we are.
Wonderful. Thank you. Let's talk about, Claudia, let's talk about the quantum a little bit. And how the quantum is different from our own third-dimensional reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
one of my favorite topics. And yet, again, not that easy to talk about it, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, so, well, maybe if we can start by comparing or contrasting,
yes.
rather, contrasting
mm-hmm. okay.
Our own reality versus the quantum. And then after that, we can talk about how transformation occurs more so in the quantum.
So for practicality, we often apply certain paradigms to our reality, which are based on opinions, beliefs, and judgments. Then something happens which really doesn't fit our paradigm, and we are falling into a state of emotional, physical, or mental disease. That's not a state I want to see anybody be for long, but it is the starting point to then become aware of the fact that a shift is waiting to happen. That there is some restrictiveness in our field, and there's a certain technique how we go to the quantum level by opening up our heart space. It is very simple. Everybody can do it. And we then, through this compassionate pulsing of the heart space, come to a level of understanding, a state of being, which not just me, but others call it the quantum level or the quantum state or the quantum field, which is this delicious place of releasing the judgment, releasing the separation, releasing the concepts we had while still honoring them, and just opening up to if there is another expression of reality just waiting for us on that level. It is almost the space of total neutrality, which then is the foundation of a rebirthing of a new reality.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. So when we've entered this space, the quantum, can you share with everyone some of the transformations, how they occur?
Yes. And that actually goes to what you had on the page. Let me just refer to that. When we were talking about there's one activity that allows for our soul's essence, our authentic I am, to shine through. And that activity is also the tool to get to the quantum level. So it is not a secret. I'm not the only one talking about, but I like to call it the big A. The big A. The big A stands for awareness. Awareness for where we are in this very moment, that's where we start in order to open up for change. Awareness about how we feel in our heart, how we perceive our physical space, how we experience communication with others. It is an observation. It is also self-observation, it is self-awareness, and it is also introspection. We are respecting every moment. And I really love to use the word, there's the word again, respect in this particular content. Respect comes from Latin, respectare. It actually also could be translated as to look again. And there it is, the secret of transformation. You look at your life or certain instance one way, and then you allow yourself to kind of let that be, honor it, and then look again and open yourself to these other angles you might be able to perceive in that particular content. Respect yourself, respect every moment, moment by moment by moment. And therefore, I would also actually postulate right here now that disrespect is one of the causes for disease, physical unwellness, and emotional trouble, deep sorrow. So, yeah. Now, awareness is also the beginning step of what eventually can lead to what we call meditation. I think we all, especially in this circle I'm talking to, are already very much aware of the value of meditation. Meditation, again, brings us to this state of neutrality. Look again. Don't judge. Don't react. Look again. Observe. Let the incidents, the issue, whatever it is, the physical sensation, the impressions of the environment, let them be what they are and slow down. Respect. Now, meditation itself is not really alignable with what we understand with time. So you don't really have to be a meditator for 4, 6, or 10 hours a day, because realistically, hardly anybody can do this. Meditation is a quality. It's a quality of awareness, of taking in, observing, without sorting out immediately into that's the darkness, that's the light, that is the good, that is the bad. That is a state of allowing rebirth to happen. Yeah, meditation. It's certainly a good thing. And again, it's the quality of the expression of you I am. Meditation is also the space where you will be wide open to intrinsically tune into your soul's essence, which we are meant to express, but often we kind of get, you know, a little distracted with other things. They're really juicy in this reality. Nevertheless, there may come a point where things are not really flowing that ideally anymore. It's like there's a kink in your life. Something is not flowing. There is a stuckness. There may be a physical energetic barrier. There may be just something that doesn't flow. And then we look with awareness. We observe. And we are open to answers that are just waiting for us to be open to them. They're there. It's not that we create something, but we slow down and take the time to look. So where was I going with this now?
On a beautiful meandering journey.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
On meditation.
Yeah, meditation. Yeah, and really stop me, Ian, but meditation. Mm. What a delicious thing to do. What a healing process. We don't have to go to school for it. It's simply awareness.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So let me ask you a little bit more about barriers now.
Yes.
So for those people who have trouble accessing the quantum, or maybe don't recognize that they've accessed the quantum, but mostly for people who would like to get to that beautiful space that you've been speaking about, but there are barriers. You know, we're going to be doing, or you'll be doing, readings with people on the phone a little bit in a little while around barriers. So let's talk about some barriers. Let's bring them out into the space. You know, what are some of the barriers that people are experiencing? So barriers such as, you know, I'm not going to say it, but, you know, self-worth, various barriers that are coming up and preventing us from entering the heart space so that we can enter the quantum.
Yeah, and self-worth is probably one of the biggest ones right there. Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. And particularly when we are not completely aware of it, that we are at times vacillating into this space of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy enough. And this is nothing else a construct that is based on certain information that has been given to us at certain points in this lifetime. So, again, is this really what serves us well? What are the arguments that we are not good enough? Can they be questioned? Would we allow ourselves to actually question these and not immediately align with the fact that just because somebody said, oh, you're not good enough, or you're too stupid, or you'll never amount to anything, or, you know, all these things that pop up in a lifetime? Would we allow ourselves to say, oh, I'm going to look at if this really fits me well? What if I'm carrying this around like an extra backpack filled with stuff that just doesn't serve me at all on my journey? It's actually, it's baggage. It keeps me from experiencing the life I was meant to live to the fullest. It actually keeps me from expressing certain qualities that are so beneficial for the all there is, for the community of all of existence, because it's weighing me down. So this is not a selfish thing. This is, again, one of the tools, if you will, to become more authentic, become more of who you really are, and to see how we are often misleading ourselves by certain perceptions that are based on certain beliefs that really don't feel good. I mean, we know, you know, the tummy feeling like, doesn't feel good, but somebody said it must be right. Well, let's question that. What if we all have something unique that makes the sum of all there is more colorful? Like a meadow, a field full of flowers. Yes, okay, you could say, hey, it doesn't matter if there's 1,000 or 1,001 flowers, but the flower which would be flower 1,001, undeniable, gives this field another layer, another exquisite expression. It brings something to the whole, and we don't have to isolate it. We can celebrate the whole. What a beautiful field of flowers. What a dynamic, beautiful expression of life itself. So, yeah. What if what we have believed so far doesn't serve us right in this moment? Now and now and now. What if the incongruencies of this moment are the messengers? What if a certain pain in my body? What if this heartache about something that doesn't work out with someone else? What if these are messages for us to open ourselves to change something? Change a belief, we change something in the way we act, and it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be something very little. Maybe it is just meant to show us to question our habits, question how we automatically react to things rather than respond to things. Does it serve us well? Does it serve the community well? Aren't we worthy of these questioning questions? Aren't we important and unique enough to ask these things of ourselves, about everything else? And what if with these questions the answers just come flooding in and will bring us a deeper understanding, a higher understanding, a richer understanding, literally enrich our energy field, take away the pain, and bring in peace. Bring in renewal, new beginnings, and enough energy to uphold a new understanding and be an active and conscious and very aware part of evolution itself. We are part of evolution itself. So let's just play along. Play with it. It's the greatest game there is, evolution itself.
Wonderful, thank you. Well, let's take a quick turn in the call and do some interaction with the community, and then we can get back to our discussion in a little bit as well. So we're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio, and the last four digits of your phone number are 3388, Cleveland, Ohio. And I see the hands going up, so star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to speak with Claudia. Cleveland, Ohio, you are on live right now.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, who is this?
Can you hear us?
Hello.
All of a sudden you disappeared.
Oh. Whoa.
Are you there still? 3, 2, 1. Okay, well, we'll see if we can get back to you in a bit. So let's go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and it's 2423 are the last four digits of your phone number. 2423, you're on live with Claudia.
Hello.
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 Sorry, I thought you were taking the other caller just a minute to make it dinner.
We were, but he left.
He disappeared, I know.
He disappeared. Into the quantum.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay. I don't even remember what I was going to ask you.
This is
Tina, and is there anything that you, I don't know. Oh, totally got me off track now.
Ground.
Okay, ground. I am. That's what I had to rush and sit down.
Hmm.
Okay. Is there anything that you see that I should be working on, I guess? Or I think I'm really starting to get it the right track, but I think we always have to learn something.
Yeah. Well, I... Hi, Rita. Is your name Rita, right?
Tina. T-I-N-A.
Oh, Tina. Hi, Tina.
Yes.
So, Tina, yes, you're certainly on the right track. And yes, I truly believe the learning will never stop. However, are you aware of the fact that you're incredibly capable to be in the moment and allow joy to come through you?
Yes, I
learned. Yes. Is it okay if I reflect that to you and be your mirror?
Oh, yes.
Did you see what just happened? What an incredible sharing of energy. And yes, sometimes this may not be appropriate place and it would be better to just kind of get yourself together and settle down. However, I would love for you to explore this. What an incredible reservoir of joy you have to share with people.
I think I'm doing that right now. My boyfriend had a stroke, and I've been keeping him uplifted. I get him laughing, and, you know, I think he does that vice versa. But he's at the beginning stage of waking up, I think. He's got a long journey. But I don't know. I just try to keep happy. And, yeah, in the midst of my mom being in the hospital, him in the hospital, I was cracking up the one day, and my daughter said, "Are you losing it?" I said, "No, in the midst of turmoil, you can have fun." enjoy.
Yes.
Love,
yes, absolutely. Now, this,
don't take
this
it on yourself.
Exactly. Now, you are uplifting your own field and everyone that comes in touch with you.
No, exactly.
It's an act of compassion, and I wish there were more like you. So thank you very much for doing this. Yes, you
it's
are.
It's so easy. You say hi to people and they smile back at you. How can we not do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it blows my mind that we don't.
So hone that incredible gift that has been given to you. Hone it.
Thank you. I love it.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much. It reminds
thank
me
you.
Of my mom. She's the same way. Have a great
thanks,
day.
Thanks, Tina. Much love.
Thank
thanks
you,
for
Tina.
In.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, well, here he is again. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. We've got to try it a second time.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hi.
I'm going through a very difficult time in my life, and I just can't seem to figure out what is my next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your name, sir?
My name is David.
Hi, David. Okay.
Hi.
Would you like to share anything about the particular difficulties, or is that rather personal?
No, I've just kind of lost everything. I lost my dogs, I lost my car, lost my home, and I'm really just not knowing I'm just not making any progress right now, and it seems like I'm ready to shift, but I'm holding something back. You were talking about it earlier, and
yes.
I know I am, and I just
yes.
can't seem to put my finger on it.
Okay, yes. So may I just point in the direction?
Yes, please.
Dear David. You are grieving, and it's all right.
Yeah, I am.
There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make you weak or not together. You have experienced so much loss. It takes time to shift that energy field in which you find yourself with all these rearrangements that kind of happened without you are consciously agreeing to it.
Right.
So, here we go. You are to be taking care of yourself like you would take care of the most beloved. You are meant to hold yourself in that state that it is okay. And whatever comes up with that acceptance, I support you in reaching out like you do right now on the phone. That is an aspect of healing this sorrow. Reach out whenever you can. Share that you're going through a transition. You don't have to hold this to yourself. You will find a lot of people who know what that feels like, who want to hold your hand, who want to just be there for you, although, truly, we may not have any answers, and we certainly cannot make things that happened unhappened. It happened. But allow yourself to be supported and allow yourself to acknowledge that it's okay. That just shows you what an emotional depth you have. And it's a beautiful thing. And give yourself time. And besides that, please hydrate really well.
Okay.
Drink a lot of water if you can.
Right.
And if you're not doing it yet, please just take a little time once a day to just breathe deeply in the privacy of your own space and allow yourself to use the breath to exhale what you're processing. Don't hold it in. Exhale it.
Okay.
Okay. You want to do a couple of breaths with me right now?
Yes.
Okay. So, David, just allow the breath to come in naturally. And on the exhale, just slow it down and make it deep, deep, deep. It may sound like a sigh. Feeling different?
My chest has been hurting here the past few days when
yes.
I breathe.
Yes. Yes.
And it's worrying me.
No, this is exactly what it is. You will help the pain to be released in your chest with the breathing. Do not worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Breathe, my friend. Breathe.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Claudia. You have renewed some strength in me. I thank you so much, and I showing me the direction I need to go, and I will definitely go in that way.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye.
Thanks, Leah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Ah, lovely. Such beautiful service. Thank you so much, Claudia. this is why we do it. So wonderful. And, you know, the beauty of this is that, of course, you know, what is being done to one person or with one person is magnified, and the whole group feels that, too. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I wanted to see if we can go to the web for just a little while as well, Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
go
to...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. So this would require maybe a bit of more of a reading. This is Debbie from Santa Monica.
Debbie.
And Debbie would like to find out the barriers where she's most blocked to live her life fully and assist others on the path, and she's wondering if there are past life or any energetic energies preventing her from living to her highest potential. Her name is Debbie from Santa Monica.
Okay. So this is based on a story, and we'll talk about this probably again later. Debbie? Hello, dear Debbie. There is a story in your presence which I would like you to kind of contemplate about, and I think you will access it really easily. There's a story that has allowed for self-doubt to have a huge place in your presence. Now, when we connect to this story and shift the priorities in the story, when we say, what if this is maybe different than the story tells us, then we can allow the self-doubt to resolve, to disperse, like a cloudy sky opening to blue skies. And I would like you to visualize this. Self-doubt is an opaque density that you can give yourself permission to release, and it will turn your life around. Nothing else is standing in your way. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to Joanna from California.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Claudia, after some difficult experiences, a part of me fractured,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling separate inside.
Mm-hmm.
How do I reunite my parts or just take my power back?
Mm-hmm.
This makes me feel absent and like a victim. Infinite gratitude to you.
Okay, Joanna. first of all, you're reaching out, and while I'll be talking to you, we are shifting the energy, and I actually would like you to, if you're present on the call or when you are able to come to the replay, I would like you to get in touch with your heart space while you're listening to my voice and visualize the coming together of those two, their two fractured parts. They're softening and melting and coming together and creating a new, fresh, pure energy field right there in the middle of your chest. Let's just take a moment of silence for that to occur. The infinite gratitude is flowing right back to you. Infinite gratitude for reaching out and wanting to become whole again. It is happening right now. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, such wonderful, wonderful work that you do. I can just feel the resonance that everyone has. You have such a beautiful way about you and such a calming presence. Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to get back to the phones and the web, everyone, so there's still more opportunity. But let's do this. Let me have Claudia take you through her offer, because it really involves working with her. It's a 21-day journey to self-empowerment. So let me just show everyone, Claudia, before you start, how they can follow along visually. If you'd like to follow along visually, then just click the orange button underneath Claudia's photograph if you're on the webinar page, and that'll take you to the Reclaim Your Power offer. I think it's really appropriate to go through this now. And if you are not on the webinar page, then you would type in wotashow.com/Claudia, which is CLAUDIA and the number 6. So wotashow.com/Claudia6, CLAUDIA6. And everything is lowercase. There are no capital letters there. And that way you can follow along visually. So Claudia, please tell us about your Reclaim Your Power program and what else you have for the community today.
Yes, I would love to, Ian. Actually, thank you, Ian, for giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because I'm kind of happy with what we have created here. So this is a program to support you on your journey, and that really would certainly talk to or speak to some of the people I just talked to. So what I wanted to create, 3 weeks of ongoing heart-centered support for someone who is exactly in this place. They're in a pretty good place, but they also know there's something missing, and they also know that there's so much more there, that there is access to infinite understanding and to integrate this in this very lifetime. And when I have sessions one-on-one with my clients, over the years I have liked to use processes a little bit similar like the one we go through later, and I have collected all these processes and initially put them all together in a book, which I call the Handbook, the Quantum Level Transformation Handbook. However, out of this handbook, I have created an audio program, which is just a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes in the evening. So this can accompany you daily. You will get an audio in the morning and an audio in the evening. And what we're doing we are going on a 21-day journey together to find out where you are and where you want to go. And we will go from one milestone to the next. Milestones of understanding where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there. It is a journey of true, sincere empowerment. We acknowledge where we are. We restructure our reality, which is actually on the quantum level. And when you restructure your reality, you're transforming your life. It is something that will shift everything for you into a more aligned place of being. And we all deserve that, to be in a state of being that is flowing, open, incredibly creative, incredibly communicative, that we are in vital balance, balanced in all aspects, and having the sense of vitality, that we are not missing out anymore, that we don't have to doubt ourselves, that we don't have to have these pains in our body we don't even know where they come from. And I think it could be a beautiful thing for many, many people. So there's an audio in the morning, and there's a lot of, well, I'm giving a lot of tools. I'm giving a lot of tools how to increase the quality of your life, how to increase your sleep, how to increase your patterns of communication, how to understand how to communicate with yourself better, how you can access your soul essence and the purpose that wants to be expressed through the authentic expression of your soul essence. These are a lot of big words, and sometimes I don't pronounce them right, but it's the essence. Again, it is not just the words, but also what is transmitted with a certain configuration of words. And every evening you are receiving a reflection and a meditation to bring you back home to yourself, to soothe your heart and still stay in an open, flowing state of being, of integration. And when you go through this, I think your life will take on different shapes, new colors, and you will be open to a different understanding of where you want to go. And you will also learn things about yourself you may not have had the time to access. So, yeah, that's called Reclaim Your Power. It's 21 days. And you're also getting a journal with it. So you, and I love this, you actually write down, what is the milestone of the day? What is my experience with this? What are the aha moments in these 3 weeks? And this will help you to really go deep and process this profoundly and change your life.
Wonderful. Sounds like a really wonderful journey. And of course, you could do this many times also.
Oh, yeah.
You have the audios. So beautiful. So you could make this something, a longer process also, but in 21 days to self-empowerment.
It's the email delivery. You can access it on your phone. It's yours. It's yours. And some of these processes are from the book and from the other book, from the Lightness of the Heart. Yet, don't underestimate the power of the audio delivery and the process of 21 days. It's transformational. Yeah. To stay with one purpose of self-discovery for 3 weeks, it will change your life.
Beautiful. Lovely. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And then for people who would like to work with you on a deeper level, and I really get the sense that there's going to be some people here who are listening and who just feel that there's something really special about you, Claudia, the way you speak, the information, the wisdom that comes through you. Just a, there's a gentleness about you, but there's also a confidence and a deep sense of knowing about you that I know that I have resonance with, and I think that other people will have resonance with as well. So just speaking about this private session with you, so this is remove the energetic barriers. It's a private session with you. So tell us about the session, removing the energetic barriers.
All right. So again, everybody is unique. Everybody has their own story. And we are going to look at this story and see where this story has actually created blocks, energetic barriers. And once we change our understanding, we change the story, we change the life. When we change our perception and we change our attention in a certain context, we will change our attitude, our intention of how we want to go ahead from here will change authentically, intrinsically. It's nothing even that you have to do. It is something that we are meant to express. Now, when all that happens, it will change the energy quality of your life. And I'm really just here to support that. I'm here to support everyone who wants to know more about themselves, be more present, live more authentically, live healthier. And when one person is willing and ready to say, I do, we actually change everything for the better. And that's what I'm excited about. We can create so much change in this reality for the benefit of all by starting with ourselves.
Mm.
We are then the messengers. We are the ones who are in the front rows saying, this can be done. I am witness to living in balance, to being in touch with what I call the all there is. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the quantum work that you do, when you work with your clients, do you help them and show them how to reach that quantum level?
Yes, of course I do. And again, this is all by mutual agreement. We are just bringing out the essential qualities that are sleeping, if you will. And I am always excited to just hold space and make space with you and bring this deliciousness of compassion in here. I mean, we are sentient beings. It's time to allow that and work with it, I should say, play with it, to be all that we can be. And yes, ask for help and ask for input and basically lift each other up to become who we are meant to be. A beautiful expression of the uniqueness of your soul's essence. Mm. Nothing less. There is a wonderment that happens in those sessions. There is an openness we can nurture. This openness changes everything. Everything. It changes what we call frequency or vibration. That would be if you look at it from quantum physics, but it really changes who we are, because we are vibration itself. So it is so profound and so deep and so necessary and so wonderful and so miraculous, because it goes beyond the mind. We are actually going beyond mental concepts of who we are and who we think we can be or we cannot be. Let's just become open and respect. Look again. what change is possible? Change is possible. What if we allow change in our lives? What if we are open to going to the quantum level and going to this state of neutrality, and we are rebirthing certain aspects of us that have never seen the light of day yet?
Yes. And at an accelerated pace, because in the quantum, things don't happen quite at the same speed as here. At the quantum, things happen a lot faster, right?
Yeah, it's beyond time. It's beyond time.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
more like when we're aligned, it happens. And yes, we explain this with miracles. There is no time in all there is, but there is a sacredness. And I'm not using that word lightly. I use it just to point in the direction of, again, being in awe of what is possible. There is an innate harmony in all there is. And when we get a glimpse of that, it feels like a sacred revelation of what is possible. Because we also often limit ourselves and our perception so drastically. It's time to branch out, reach out, and be open for infinite possibilities. And that's where we are at the quantum level. Infinite possibilities. Let not us be the judges of what is possible. Let's be open to something we haven't mentally processed yet, but it is certainly within our realm.
Beautiful. So beautiful. All right. Well, Claudia has a process for us in a little while, but before that, I wanted to also go back to the phones. There's still people. Of course, we won't be able to get to everyone, but we'll certainly be guided to take some more callers. So let's do that. Let's go to Port Angeles, Washington. Port Angeles, and that's going to be 1419, the last four digits of your phone number.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
It's me. My name is Debbie.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, it's Debbie. Debbie with a D.
Debbie. Sorry.
Yeah, it often comes out as Betty. Anyway, I'm enjoying the show immensely, and I just wanted to know, I seem to be not clear about my past.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if there's some blocks in my way that... are preventing me from seeing where I need to go.
Yeah, I would like you to find a way to soften your throat area. That could be whatever you're inclined to. It could be making yourself familiar with the concept of the throat chakra. That is the area that just popped up right away, throat area. Now, there's various levels you can address this. We are addressing it at the moment, and I just would invite you to allow your throat area to just soften a little bit, just soften. And if even as if your vocal cords are kind of taking a time out, just being there. And from now on, for the next couple of weeks, I'd like you to bring your attention to the feeling you have in the throat, particularly on both sides. And you may even be inclined as much as to massage your throat gently, maybe with a beautiful body oil of your choice, and give it that attention and nurturing. It is a matter of shifting the energy within your throat. Bring it nurturing. Allow it to find its own configuration rather than supporting a certain density. And, hey, you may even find pleasure in expressing yourself in ways you never have expressed yourself. You may want to play around with modulating your voice. And you will be surprised, it may be coming verbally to you, which direction is the right one, which place you are putting the next foot forward. Okay, let's take a deep breath. And just become aware of the sensation you have in your throat right now. And I would invite you to bring a certain cooling aspect in your throat, and I will do everything I can from here to help you with that. Just cool and soothe your throat. Cool and soothe your throat. And just a little more. And just a little more. And then you're going to take another deeper breath. And exhale deeply. All right. Debbie, you still there? Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
All right. So, yes. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes, it does, but I was surprised by it, I have to say.
Yes.
I was surprised.
Me too.
To hear that,
yeah.
That there's a block in my throat chakra.
I wouldn't even call it that. I would call it a density. It may serve you well to just give it some nurturing attention.
Okay.
And then other things will be expressed through you, which may not have been able to be expressed. So there's nothing wrong with you. I think you have an incredible energy to do whatever you really want to do, but it's about the clarity.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
about the clarity.
Yeah,
clarity. Once you're clear about what you want to put your energy in, I think it's done. Totally. Done. Right?
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And laughter will help along the way, too. So, yeah. You're, it's good. It's all good. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. I'll go to work on this.
Yes, you're welcome, welcome.
Okay,
thank
much
you.
Love. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Sweet soul. Okay, beautiful. Okay, let's go to Canada. Let's go to Calgary, Canada, and it's 6028 are the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Thank you so much. This is Susan. I'm
Hi.
So happy to be with you guys today. You're awesome. Thanks.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. So the question that I have is what is this standing in the way of this living fearlessly, of bringing forward these gifts that I've been given?
Not recognizing the awesomeness that you are, you recognize it in others. As you just verbalized?
Yes.
Perceiving that in others is nothing else than the reflection of your true potential. This, I would like you to just bring it out and dust it off and love it. And that will neutralize those fears you have been identifying with. So when you say, I am afraid of such and such, what if you would then gently and lovingly connect with the awesomeness that is within your field? And you will sense a shift once you allow this to happen. This is how you come back into balance. When you're in balance, fear has no foothold. You can be cautious and you can consider everything you do, but it wouldn't be something that would be blocked by fear, but you just would be a sensible human being walking through life with your eyes open.
Okay.
And certainly aware of the awesomeness for, I mean, you brought it up. It's a beautiful thing. It has colors, it has depth, it's just truly awesome. And you are the one who's recognized this, recognizing it, so allow yourself to recognize it within yourself. It takes practice.
Yes. I've been practicing for a long time and haven't quite mastered.
Okay, step it up. Step it up. Step it up. I'm right behind you.
Step it up. All right.
Step it seriously. And I mean, not so seriously. Sincerely. Yes, step it up. It's your time. What are you
Thank
waiting
you.
For?
Perhaps I was waiting for permission from you. Thank you very much.
You have been waiting to give yourself permission. That is the ticket. That is the key that unlocks the door. That is the remedy that will melt fear like ice cream in the sunshine. You got the key. Give yourself permission to be awesome. And I'm having goosebumps here, so...
Mm-hmm.
Infinite potential. Whew.
Wow. Thank
Susan,
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
Whoa.
You. Okay. Thank
that
you so much.
That was juicy.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Let's go to Hartford, Connecticut. 0747. You're on live with Claudia. Hartford, Connecticut. Did we take you by surprise? Oh. Try that again.
There?
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi. Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
I've had some issues with some tick-borne illnesses and just some with bad relationship issues of really losing myself and still kind of stuck and don't know how to get beyond all that.
Okay. All right, Carol. Now, you are aware of that this is multi-layered?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now, when we have several issues we want to address at the same time, we want to be very cautious and actually give each issue as much attention as we can. This is where, of course, we are living in a time and space reality. So I would say, if you have physical situation based on having been exposed to tics, have you been diagnosed or is this just your impression?
No, I have been passed and treated for quite a few years, and then just recently got bitten again.
Okay. So, yes, you want to give that all the proper attention because ultimately there is a message in that too. What is something else you can change in your life? And I'm very practical here. It could be lifestyle changes. It could be improving your sleep patterns. It could be changing your nutrition. It could be a lot of things. It could be a lot of things you're doing, and this is where naturopathy at its best comes in, because we want to support your body to be in the most whole and natural state it can be. The body has an innate ability to deal with a lot of external influences. That goes for viruses, bacteria, and in that case, it would be tick bites. However, when a tick bite has already occurred, then I think we're called upon to see, okay, what can I do to support my body in this particular situation in a very pragmatic way? And we are starting to tune in, and there are certain things that may or may not really agree with you completely in terms of nutrition, and I would like you to pay attention to that. You could even go as far as make your own little notes and make a food diary. And it will bring you some insights you may not have had. And that is when it comes from you, because you are inside your body. No one else is. you are most intimate with your body. When you start a dialogue with your body, you will discover things which no one else can discover. And by discovering these things, we always find an avenue to support healing mechanisms. To be practical, we want to support the immune system. Are there any elements you're either doing or any toxic elementals in your body that are stressing your immune system, so therefore it is not fully capable to deal with bacterial influences? That would be one way to look at it. Is there, in your case, this is so multi-layered. You might be well served in changing the liquids you're putting in your body, and that's for sure. And there's something environmental in your space, so we may want to address that. So that would be one thing, because it all comes around. If your physical body is really having a hard time to deal with imbalance and we don't give it support, then we are already in a compromised situation to now process certain emotional changes. And if you mention the word relationship, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is an emotional concern, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yes. So, and I want to honor you for that. Relationships. The structure of relationship with us humans, these are the connections that bringing out emotions deeper than anything else. So I would like you to focus on the healing of your body and bring more energy into your body. Allow your body to process energy in a healing, coming back to wholeness state of being. It will help you to address these relationship issues. So I would almost say, love yourself. Love your body. There might have been some loving energy you made available that wasn't actually, most definitely not received in the same manner. Use that loving, nurturing energy for yourself right now. I want you to get better. And it will then be easier to deal with this whole relationship complex. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
And I really feel for you. This is not easy. This is not easy. And there is other layers, but at the same time, there's a strength within you that will be able to deal with it. And it's okay to be sad. Allow that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just pull yourself up and you do something that will help your body to feel better. Help your body to feel better. Reach out to people in your area that can help you, or you can reach out to me. There are specific, pragmatic, very, very down-to-earth steps which will help you to not feel overwhelmed by that situation anymore. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Carol.
You're welcome. Thank you. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your amazing service to the community, Claudia. It's been really special listening to these readings and providing this information to the community. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. And really, I really didn't want to get into too many specifics because, honestly, with naturopathy itself, what I like to say, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up now, we truly are multi-layered. And what I like to provide space for, to kind of bring the major pieces of the puzzle together, like on one table, like a visual, of your life's story and your energy field, this present state of it. It very much has to do with the present state of it. And how can we make sure these pieces of the puzzles are fittingly connecting with each other again? So we are dissolving disconnect. We are creating more connectivity within the physical body, and that makes for strengthening all over, and you can translate that in strong immune system, better cardiovascular system, better digestive system, more flowing, more balanced, and more equipped to handle whatever comes in from the outside to the body. And it can be as structural as that, as supporting a bacterial imbalance. And it can be as etheric as allowing a certain energy density to move out of a certain organ. So, again, infinite manifestations of all these energetic complexes. That's really what's happening.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Can you go ahead and take the community through the process now? Just explain what it is and then take everyone through?
Yeah, and I was going to ask you too. So there's a little something I would like to do with everybody. And this is like anything else. It is something coming, having to do with what is going on in life as I perceive it, and I would love to share this with you. I hope there's some resonance. Okay, so here we go. There's a few things I want to say before, and then we go right into it. Now, I've been reflecting on that, that most of us live, I think most of us on the call, live in areas on this planet that are really, by now, highly developed. We're organized, we are computerized, we're pretty much structured. And there's a lot of different sides to that. One side I have observed, which comes with that, is that we collectively have accepted certain values like more and better. And more is better. In more natural societies, we also still see the value lift that enough is enough. It is not only enough, it is actually beautiful. It is something to celebrate. Enoughness in the present moment, right now, celebrated as what is. There is an innate beauty. There's a balance in that. Now, coming back to our highly developed societies, you might say that being happy with enough is not ambitious, and ambition is a virtue. Well, it might, but really, to the degree that it is worshipped in places. Personal gain versus collective wellness. It is accomplished, plenty, but is it balanced? Is it supporting the whole of our collective existence? The humans, yes, and the flora, fauna, what I call the two, the four-legged and the winged ones. The earth itself and all her lifelines, the oceans and the rivers. We know it's not. It is an overexpression in places of one aspect of our reality. It can be a dominance of the masculine aspect, which is outgoing, getting, achieving, and it does resonate with more, better, higher, and faster. And there's really nothing wrong with that. But if we recognize an imbalance, that means that we're called to create balance wherever really there is imbalance. And when there are circles like this audience, we are virtually aligned with some of the same interests. We can nurture balance. We call imbalance and we connect with the energy to balance it. It's vital balance what makes all of existence thrive. It can also be called equilibrium. So, for today, if you feel there is a dominance of a masculine aspect on some places on the planet, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in your own body, then I invite you to embrace the feminine aspect in your own field. And we will start with ourselves. So you're ready, Ian?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm ready. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do this in our very own way. It's a very individual process. Yet, we are all connected to this oneness we really all are fractals of. Inseparably interconnected, yet all fully developed individually. Now, I would like you to make sure that you're really comfortable. You might be sitting, you can stand, whatever you want to do to be comfortable. That is all good. And I would love for all of us to take a deep breath together, slowly in and even more slowly out. This is a tool for releasing, for resetting. And with every exhale, we have the opportunity to open ourselves up. We are bringing attention to this intention to embrace the feminine aspect within ourselves. And we are starting to listen with every breath, and the listening becomes deeper. We are listening to, tuning into what the feminine aspect means for us individually. Could it mean slowing down a bit? Like slowing down to smell the roses more? Could it mean to cherish the moment and nurture what is here before we go striving for further achievements and reaching for what is elsewhere? Honor what is, honor who you are, without any projection, just with appreciation. Mother Earth is gifting us with a perpetual gift of gravity, holding us closely, giving us a place and a definition, giving us a literal foothold. And there is a very deep connection with her. We are made out of the minerals that she is made out of. So as Mother Earth nourishes, feeds, and sustains us, since all natural food we imbibe comes from her, how are we nourishing and feeding ourselves? Are we in tune with what serves us well in body, mind, and soul? Or do we go out of our way to attain goals that are detrimental to our health? Now gently listen a bit deeper into your own body. Just listen. Is there an area in your body that feels like it truly could use more nourishment, different nourishment, maybe more nurturing? Is there a sense that certain things or certain habits you do are not really serving you that well right now? Then please take another deep breath and turn your attention to your heart space. And allow yourself to connect with this abundance of mothering, nurturing, caring energy just waiting in your heart space to be released. Allow it. Open it. Open to it. Breathe it in. And breathe into your body, into all the areas that might have been a bit neglected. Allow that beautiful energy to open your chest. Open your neck. Allow the soothing, nurturing energy to relax your shoulders. Relax your upper back. Allow it to nurture and relax your middle back, your lower back. And allow it to flow all the way through your hips and down your legs into your feet. And breathe. And gently observe how the sensation in your body is changing. How there is an opening, a gentle spaciousness, a soft, subtle flow of renewal, of caring for yourself, listening to your body, of tuning in to your precious. Stay with that energy, feel it, and hold it a little more. Hold it like a mother would lovingly hold and care for her newborn baby, all toothless and bald, still so unconditionally lovable and loved. Now you are just as deserving as that baby too. Only a bit older. And this love is meant for you beyond time and space. It is present. It is waiting for you within your heart space, waiting to support you, to balance you, to feed you. As you are an expression of the divine, this loving energy is what we call the divine feminine essence. It comes to you to balance and merge with the divine masculine essence. It is within you and everywhere. Welcome it, embrace it, as it embraces you, as it is part of you, as well as we all are a unique expression of the melting of both aspects in balance, in harmony and equilibrium, the masculine and the feminine.
Thank you. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your amazing readings and energy with everyone. It's been very special. Thank you for telling us about the quantum and then also sharing your 21 days to reclaim your power, as well as sharing with people how they can work with you privately to really go deep and really transform. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Ian, for having me. Thank you, everyone on the call, by taking this time out for yourself and stepping up for yourself. Ultimately, we are the ones we're waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, thank you very much again. It's been a pleasure, and thank you so much, everyone, for being here on the phone, on listening on the webinar, or if you're having to catch this on the replay. Thank you so much for being part of the community and stepping up, stepping in, doing your part to collapse the illusion.
Yeah, I love this so much. Let's collapse this illusion. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll close by thanking Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for being here with us and bringing us together so that we may expand our consciousness, accelerate our own ascension, and be shining lights on this planet to truly make a difference. Thanks all. Bye now. Namaste.